Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've had a lot of callers today, and we're going to go back to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first, Mike, I want to talk about to Tom from Florida. Yeah, Mike, you said it yourself. Tom, the reason why Cuba is rubble is because you have economic sanctions on them. Why can't anybody figure this out? Venezuela was put economic sanctions on them, like putting the squeeze on them, like the mafia does. You know, the same with the oil price war, putting a squeeze on them. So it's kind of hard to operate, like, if you own, like, a small business, if you got protection racket coming in every, like, week or a month, squeezing you, you know, taking your hard-earned money out. That's the problem. You know, rubble is what we did in Iraq, in Yemen, in Libya, and Syria. That's rubble, okay? And, Mike, you're right with Venezuela because the coup is finished. It's over. I mean, it's over because I've been watching this, and, you know, the only people I see, like, protesting is the kids from the barrios with the face masks on throwing Molotov cocktails who probably got paid $50 to do this. That's all.
Corporate media is still pushing the line there. You know, the moment is now. Guido calls for the military uprising against Maduro. But again, looking back at this Russia Today article, his people are deserting him. And they're seeking refuge in the embassies of other countries. So it looks to me like it is going to collapse. And by tomorrow, the story will have just gone away.
But the
until
most dangerous
it's time for the
time,
U.S.
Like
military
tonight.
Invasion.
Tonight's going to be the most dangerous time because when it gets dark, there's going to be more, like, people trying to loot and stuff. The troublemakers, kind of like what Antifa is over here. Or when they're burning down, like, 7-Elevens and gas stations, they hated Trump or whatever. Type of the same mentality. But, Mike, you know, I was watching the people walking around. Boy, there's a lot of starving people over there. Everybody's got a cell phone. People don't look like they got holes in their pants or anything. I mean, if you're starving to death, the people have been walking around for hours, so it's all BS. I mean, and Mike, for that military, Guaido's got the military, you know, he's trying to get the... He's got like 10 or 20 people, and how do I know those aren't just his friends in uniforms? Like, we don't know that, you know? You know, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
You know, but... And that Leopold Lopez, that's the dude they grab. From Maduro to Graham, not Guaido, because Guaido is a laughingstock in Venezuela now. Like, it's failed. It is totally failed, and that Lopez guy is more important of a grab than Guaido.
Well, it's going to be impossible to grab him now because apparently he's now hiding out in Chile's embassy. Of course, Trump, you know, may use what they did to the Ecuadorian embassy in London as his precedent and say, give us Leopoldo and we'll loan you a whole bunch of money.
And then real quick, I'm Peter from Los Angeles. Yeah, the system, it's done because this system, everything's corrupt. The State Department, the Justice Department, we don't have any institutions that are, like, decent anymore. Like, the whole... And it's all about money. They're not going to... There's no wall going to be built, people. There ain't going to send no military to the border. I mean, can you imagine when Trump came in 2 months after he come in? Imagine a wall was built now, 2 years later. Imagine how much wall they could have been built.
Yes.
You know? Nothing is done. Nothing will get done. This is all about money and politics at this point, and I just don't... Yeah, I don't know how long this system's going to last, but I just don't see it long-term like this, this infighting and this corruption and the obstruction crap they're going to drag things on. I don't know, but, yeah, I mean, Trump had a chance, and I know still people support him, but when the summer comes and goes, people, those left still supporting them, you're going to have egg on your face because there's still ain't going to be no wall built and nothing's going to be done. So, and then also, Mike, no foreign interventions. This coup is an intervention of a sovereign nation. That's an intervention.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
So I don't want to hear no excuses for Trump after the end of this summer comes, okay? All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Herman in Georgia. Aloha, Herman. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Yeah, I called
doing fine.
Yesterday. Well, good. I called yesterday, but I forgot to mention some time ago there was this report that Mexican army personnel came across the border and disarmed two U.S. soldiers.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
I saw a video of what it seemed to be about six masked individuals with AK-47 bringing what appeared to be a woman and a child across the border, and they went up the road to where these two soldiers were. So unless the army wears a mask and looks like a cartel, that was not Mexican's army.
Well, I didn't get to see that video, but I do notice that what should have been a serious international incident has kind of gone away. I know that Donald Trump made some noises toward the government of Mexico about not doing this, but I mean, there was so much going on down at the border that we don't understand and we're not being told. But if that video is accurate and it is the incident that led to the disarming of the U.S. forces, I mean, human smuggling across that border is now big business. You know, these illegal immigrants, they're somehow able in their home countries to come up with enough money to be brought to the border and walked on over, escorted on over, clearly in this case.
Yeah, they walk through barricade that's supposed to stop vehicles, but you can walk through it. That's what they did.
Oh, there are huge gaps. There are huge gaps in that fence. I mean, there's something like a 13-mile-long gap near Yuma, Arizona. And everybody knows it's there, and everybody just walks on through it.
Oh, all right. I thought I'd check with you. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our On-Air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to go to Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard that fellow talking about vaccines. It's really strange that the big outrage is for overeducated people, highly educated people that have researched this and found that they don't want vaccines for their children are the problem, which is such an oxymoronal piece of crap. I can't believe it.
Yes.
But it just, on top of that, okay, so they banned websites with anti-vax information or vaccine information. They banned websites like yours or Health Ranger or anybody, Alex Jones, anybody, pick anybody that's been delisted, deplatformed all along the line, right?
Yep.
But somehow, are you familiar with the John Whitehead article about underage sex trafficking in this country?
The one that just came out a week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And these people use the web, endlessly to solicit whoever for these endeavors. On top of that, the 60 Minutes thing this weekend about the fentanyl or any other drug you want from China that's freely, obtained through web information, and oddly through the U.S. Postal Service. But somehow they can't find a way to deplatform or delist or ban this kind of stuff. It's just staggering. It's just staggering. So, what are the biggest, problems in our country? Pick one. But the horrific nature of that John Whitehead.
The economy, the infrastructure, the poor quality education.
Yeah. I don't. But once again, getting back to the web and what they choose, that they have to know that's out there. These websites that are trafficking drugs, trafficking sex, but that's not a problem. Anyone that wants to offer alternate media information seems to be, you know, their big issue,
yeah.
Which is tragic, which is very tragic. So that's my little riff for today. So thank you very much. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, they got a thing there saying Pompeo saying Maduro was on the verge of leaving, but Russians advised to stay. So now it's going to be all the Russians' fault that this phony coup isn't going to pan out.
It's going to be Russia's fault. It's going to be Cuba's fault. Bolton is up there now saying that Maduro's remaining leaves few alternatives, meaning they're talking about outright military invasion. But and was interesting, I was looking at the Fox News closed caption, and basically, hang on a second, there it is. They were saying where, you know, Guido was standing strong and Leopoldo Lopez is standing right next to him. And we know that's not the case. Lopez bugged out. He's hiding out in Chile's embassy in Caracas.
Well, I've been to Venezuela a few times, but I think that Trump is wrong. If he wants to, like, overthrow any South American countries, he should start with Mexico and make it about immigration and say, you know, you're invading us. We're going to do what, you know, we did with Pancho Villa, and we're going to go teach you a lesson like we've done several times in the past, and maybe keep a couple hundred miles of your border area and mine it. If Trump would play this in the right way, he'd have a lot. He'd get my support. You know, if he'd play it as any government, sending immigrants to our country as a form of war, and we will attack you and we will destabilize your governments and your country if you don't put an end to this. If your citizens don't stop invading our country, we are going to invade or do worse to you. But the reason I wanted to call was about Biden.
Yes.
You know, this guy is, they said he's 25 points above Bernie just a day after his big announcement and speech.
Yes.
That's just the establishment. It's like what they're going to do to Bernie, what they did to Ron Paul, or what they did to him 4 years ago, or two and a half years ago. Biden is pathetic, actually. I watched his speech. He's too old. He slurs his words. He doesn't appear to have any energy. I mean, he's got the Ukraine thing in his background, his son getting a billionaire from the oil over there, the groping. I mean, Trump is not saying anything about him because he would love to go against Biden. I mean, Biden He's going to have the same energy level as Hillary did. And meanwhile, while Trump's going around having rallies with 20,000 people, he'll be, like, in bed half the time. And when he gets out, he'll bring Jay-Z or somebody to get a crowd for him. But Biden, and he's never been a good candidate. He's like Hillary. He couldn't, you know, he's tried to run for president before, and he'd always get, like, 1% or 2%. He's not a very, I don't know what the Democrats are going to, you know, I hear people say about Trump this, Trump that. But, you know, you got to beat him with somebody, and you need somebody that's a celebrity that's kind of going to have to be a little bit larger than life, because Trump is larger than life. No matter what you think of him, he's got that personality, that celebrity. Biden doesn't have a chance against Trump. I mean, I'm sorry. And the other thing is, they're really, you know, they're already starting to, like, put Bernie on the back burner, and that's where all the energy for the Democrats is on the populist left. I mean, you know, put an old fart like Biden up there, and meanwhile, you know, where's the, you know, it's kind of like what are they going to do? What's the left going to do? They're just because they hate Trump so much, they're going to get enthusiastic? I don't think so. That's not enough of a reason to get, you know, to vote somebody in. So I just find Biden a very weak choice for the Democrats.
Well, better Biden than Hillary.
Oh, I'm ecstatic that Hillary appears not to be running, but I just can't believe that the Democrats can't find somebody a little. I mean, first of all, he's what, 70 something years old, 76? I mean, that's
yep.
And he's a white guy. He's got the groping thing. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm against white old guys myself, but the Democratic Party has become the party that has made all those rules. You know, they're the ones that have, you know, put this political correct poison and identity politic poison into the political atmosphere. And then here they go. They're going to have Biden up there. I mean, that's I find it hard to believe, but it is interesting to watch the political class and the establishment getting right behind old Joe. And yeah. You can see it in this fake poll they put out, how he's 25 points ahead of Bernie. Like, that's ridiculous. Anybody that knows anything knows that's a fake poll. You know, it's classic. They do it right away like this to try to build, like, there's this big enthusiasm. There's this big wave of Biden. Joe Biden. I mean, he's a joke. So... anyway, we'll see what happens. But
okay, well, Joe, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are finally open here. So getting on back to the news here, apparently Elizabeth Warren is accusing Biden of siding with credit companies over struggling Americans. So the war of words is already going on. Okay, we were talking about the international news. We're talking about immigration. And over in Europe, Spain's center-left socialist party won significantly in Sunday's election, but not enough of a majority to form their own government. They're going to have to partner with somebody for a coalition. But they are ruling out a coalition with Podemos for now. So that's not working out too well. Here's a kind of a bizarre story. It makes you wonder, why did they bother in the first place? Federal prosecutors have been dropping child pornography cases for years in order to avoid scrutiny of the software used to bring the charges. This is coming from ProPublica. And obviously, the Department of Justice's actions raise questions about the accuracy and legality of their methods. But ProPublica has filed more than a dozen cases since 2011 that were dismissed, either because of challenges to the software's findings or the refusal by the government or the maker to share the computer program with defense attorneys or both. So like I said, why did you bother in the first place here? Story coming on out of your destination now. Four Northern Virginia school systems are out there insisting there are thousands of their students who identify as transgender, and they're supporting a transgender teen's lawsuit filed because she was prevented from using the boys' restroom. This is coming from Gavin Grimm. She sued the school board in Gloucester County, Virginia in 2015, claiming that its policy violated Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. The Obama administration had ruled that Title IX, which in 1972 banned discrimination in public schools on the basis of sex, also banned discrimination based on gender identity. So that's rocking and rolling here. Congress is pushing the so-called Equality Act that will force American schools to allow male athletes to take part in female sports teams. So any guy who's out there who identifies as a female can invade any female space he chooses, including the sports teams. And I think it's utterly, utterly ridiculous. It certainly is going to discourage the girls from even going out for the sports. You're going to have the boys' team and the tranny team, and that's going to be it. There's going to be no more girls' teams. Story out of Hideout now. Apparently, a trans athlete just demolished four women's powerlifting world records. They do have an unfair advantage, a biological one. I can identify with being a tree. Doesn't make me a tree. I'm trying to identify with being a wealthy radio host. That's not working out too well either. All right. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in Great Britain, they banned firearms some time ago. You can still own a gun, but it has to be kept and stored at a gun club. Not allowed to have them in your home, not allowed to carry them with you on the street, with the promise that this was going to lower crime. Well, to nobody's surprise, the exact opposite happened. Crime went up. And so British politicians, rather than back off and say, well, maybe we made a mistake here, they're going basically over the shark. They're calling for the banning of knives. British politicians have declared war on knives. And we're not just talking about the big, ugly ones. They're talking about kitchen knives. Amazing. Over in California, there was an incident up in Sacramento. A pair of Elk Grove police officers were chasing a suspect and somehow managed to accidentally shoot each other in the legs. So for those who say only the police should have guns, little object lesson there for you. There's been yet another massive data breach. 80 million U.S. households. Security experts are saying the hackers could also have access to your name, age, and location information. So experts from VPN Mentor, a site that analyzes virtual private network services, discovered the exposed database storing the details of 80 million American households, or up to 65% of households nationwide. Boy, they got the treasure trove there. The database was hosted on a Microsoft cloud server and includes sensitive information like names, addresses, locations, gender, age, income, home type, marital status, and so forth and so on. If you are a health nut, you may have one of those so-called fitness trackers. It's kind of like a smartwatch, only a little skinnier, and it will read your pulse and basically provide feedback. But apparently, they are notoriously unreliable, according to this article in the Daily Mail. Some of these fitness trackers are so unreliable, they don't know how far you are running. And apparently, tests showed the worst offender misjudged a marathon by 11 miles. They didn't say which way. Story coming out of the Organic Prepper talking about, to prevent a robot apocalypse, we must study machine behavior. And this was once the stuff of science fiction, this idea of robot overlords taking over the world at some point. It's certainly possible with all of the AI. Apparently, last week, a team of researchers made a case for a wide-ranging scientific research agenda aimed at understanding the behavior of artificially intelligent systems. I think that would be a very good idea. The group, led by researchers at the MIT Media Lab, published a paper in Nature in which they called for a new field of research called machine behavior. The new field would take the study of artificial intelligence well beyond computer science and engineering into biology, economics, psychology, and other behavioral and social sciences. Well, it sounds impressive, and certainly I'm not happy to see AI sort of run off and learn on their own without some kind of control. But remember what happened in Flint, Michigan, when that whole water scandal came on out? And I got a water test kit and found out the water we have here is actually pretty good. It's a little hard because it's coming out of a volcano. But other parts of the country are not so fortunate. And out in California, their tap water is now being suspected as being a source of cancer. So there's this new study at the Environmental Working Group saying that drinking tap water in California over your lifetime could significantly increase your risk of developing cancer and may have already contributed to more than 15,500 cases. Apparently, California's drinking water is contaminated with arsenic, hexavalent chromium. You probably remember that one from Hinckley and Aaron Brockovich. Even radioactive elements such as uranium and radium. The team tested 2,700 different public water systems across California as part of their research, which served 98% of the state's population. The researchers then calculated the cancer risk by establishing the average contaminant levels between 2011 and 2015 and adding them together to create a lifetime risk. So, again, industrial waste, pollution, toxic chemicals in the drinking water. Have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Okay, and welcome back to our show. We're out there talking about California, the poor quality of water out there, and as if that was not enough of a headache. Do you remember the Oroville Dam started to fail back in 2017, and they spent $1.1 billion to repair it, and it is already failing again. According to National Dam expert Scott Cahill of Watershed Services of Ohio, Oroville Dam is on the same failure track as 2017, with visible water seepage trickling from the foot of the dam and dozens of points along the dam's principal spillway. So we're back to worrying about that one letting go. Now, here's kind of an interesting little story, and it came out of madnesshub.com. And there was this student had gone to a Christian college and he'd studied art, and he went public showing the art book that was approved for use by the Christian college, totally blacked out, including the Sistine Chapel. You know, all the little naughty bits have been blacked out. You're not allowed to look at any anatomy, as it were. Well, if you're going to study art history, what, you start by covering basically half of it up? I mean, this censorship is beyond ridiculous. course, I'm trying to remember the name of the Pope who literally went through the Vatican with a hammer and demanded all the male marble statues. But certainly in the early days, the Catholic Church didn't have a problem with any kind of nudity. Started with Adam and Eve. All right. Here's a story that's a little less interesting. It's from Blacklisted News. Apparently, at the Portendown Laboratory in Wiltshire, between 2007 and 2017, around 48,000 animals, mainly pigs, monkeys, and guinea pigs, were killed in experiments. Apparently, Portendown reportedly tested experimental body armor by blasting animals covered with it with various explosives. It also tested poisonous substances, gases, and nerve agents on the animals. I know they're just animals, but to me, at least as far as the ballistic vests are concerned, you could use, like, a crash dummy and get meaningful data without having to blow up a pig. So anyway, the revelation of what's been going on was not received well by animal rights groups, with Animal Aid slamming the experiments for causing extreme suffering and death, calling them morally unconscionable. I would agree with that one. The non-governmental organization stated that such experiments are unnecessary and noted that the number of killed animals is alarming. So, anyway. Over at the Gates Foundation, now you know the Gates Foundation, they're out there, they're pushing vaccines, they're pushing depopulation. And now they're out there with a new agenda, which is to basically control access to nutritional supplements. Now, 76% of American adults, over 170 million people, rely on dietary supplements for increased energy, immune health, bone health, and overall wellness. Mostly vitamins and minerals. That's 98% of all nutritional supplements consumed. And yet, in spite of overwhelming public support for nutritional supplements, the multi-billion dollar Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is sponsoring a plan that would ultimately threaten access to these vital nutrients at sufficient quantities needed for a therapeutic effect. This is hardly the first time this has been tried. For those of you who are familiar with colloidal silver, that was out there, very effective, broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral. And it got banned under lobbying from the pharmaceutical corporations. Now, fortunately, public demand got the FDA to back off, and it was put on out there again, but at lower levels of concentration. So if you want a high concentration, you have to make your own, which is what we do here. All right, let's take a phone call. Wayne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. A couple of very good discussions today. And one thing that I think Peter had earlier brought up was the executive authority to defend the border. And this has been kind of bubbling around in my mind, too, as Trump did declare the state of emergency. But I'm trying to figure out, what's the legal principle at work that allows a group of liberal judges, which I guess was a Ninth Circuit, to stop this invasion? I mean, the facts are there with the amount of damage illegal aliens are doing, like in places like Texas and Arizona. In a five-year period, we had like 700,000 crimes committed by them. And the thing that bothers me is, what if we had a couple thousand ISIS fighters invading the southern border, pillaging southern Texas? Would we still have to get the permission of the Ninth Circuit? Have you had any discussion with someone about that?
Well, the problem is that the presidential executive order or national emergency declaration has never really been fully codified into the law. I mean, presidents have been writing these things going all the way back to Richard Nixon, but it's never been settled, you know, how it actually is supposed to work. Up until recently, the president signs the executive order. The executive order is carried out. End of story. Now, in theory, after the presidential executive order is placed into the Federal Register, Congress has 30 days to vote on it. but I have not seen anywhere where the Court of Appeals is able to override the president.
Yeah, it just does. You know, it's so it's incomprehensible that we have this state of emergency where, again, the facts are there, and that we have to go through these legal basics to be able to protect our border. And if it was a serious invasion, it's just unbelievable to think that we'd have to sit there and wait for Congress to get off their butts and do something. And you know what they're going to do? They're probably going to delay it even more. So it's kind of crazy. And along these same lines, this whole kabuki dance with the amnesty and Judicial Watch also uncovered the fact that a lot of our tax dollars go through the USAID, and they help fund some of the same groups that Soros is doing. So it just seems like there's some sort of a big game being played on us here. And, again, that's one thing. And then nobody's asking the main question is, well, when these thousands of people are released to the interior of the country, how do they survive? Do they get automatically all this welfare? Do they go right on the rolls to get housing, food, and all that? There's a lot
apparently,
of
yes.
questions here.
Apparently, yes. I know that up until recently, they were even getting Section 8 housing subsidies.
Right, right. And I think Ben Carson was involved in trying to shut down some of the HUD subsidies, too. I think he's ran into some static on that. So hopefully he'll be able to accomplish something here. But it just really slays me that we can't, the president cannot stop an invasion of the country when there's absolutely no absolute proof that it's causing serious damage to the interior of the country.
Well, again, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is very, very liberal, no secret about that, and the liberals want those open borders.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. A little bit of more news. Apparently, the White House is now warning Russia and Cuba to keep their distance. It's getting... Apparently, they're making the claim now that Maduro was ready to flee, but Putin told him to stay put. I'm not sure I believe that part of it, but it's certainly obvious how Guido's minions, they certainly bailed out very quickly. Anyway, Wayne, anything else? Okay, we're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open. White House insists all options remain on the table, meaning we're looking at war in Venezuela. We're looking at war all around the Caribbean. This is just insane. It is just insane. It's going to be another Vietnam. It really will. Okay, over in Chicago over this last weekend, they got 2.5 inches of snow, resulting in the cancellation of numerous flights out of the O'Hare Airport. And apparently, this set a new all-time record for this date. The previous record had been set back in 1950. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Over in Colorado, they had a large amount of snow yesterday, and it is their biggest late season snow on record. Remember back in March 20th of 2000, the banner headline, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. They were lying to you. That's what they're paid to do, to lie to you. Okay, the CEO of Boeing, Muhlenberg, is finally taking questions regarding the deaths of 346 people in the October 29th Lion Air and March 10th Ethiopian Airlines crash. And typical of an airline executive was saying, in some cases, the proper procedures were not completely followed. But Boeing then later admitted that the disagree alert, which is an indicator to warn pilots about the kind of sensor failure that's been linked to both accidents, was not activated as intended. Now, the disagree alert, which is standard on the MAX planes, only works if the airline has also activated the angle of attack indicator, which is an option. Boeing then went on to change its story yet again and admit that there's a software glitch that disabled critical alerts on the 737 MAX, saying that an alert intended to notify pilots when the plane might be receiving erroneous data from one of the 737 MAX 8's angle of attack sensors wasn't disabled intentionally, as the Wall Street Journal reported on Sunday, but the feature had been disabled because of a previously undisclosed software glitch. So everybody's already thinking about what's going to happen with the lawsuits, and they're trying to basically lay the case. Boeing's in trouble. There's no two ways about it. Boeing is in trouble. They messed this one up real bad. Over in the Democratic Republic of Congo, they're starting to get really nervous about the rate of growth of Ebola. They had 27 new cases confirmed in just 24 hours. This makes it obviously the worst day so far in the ongoing Ebola outbreak. And this is the highest daily toll since 18 cases of the killer virus were recorded back on April 10th. The epidemic began 9 months ago, and this outbreak is the second worst in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's history, with 957 feared dead to date. Now, obviously, my concern is going to be that one of these Congolese, because it is a conflict zone right now, the borders are open, they get out. They get to other countries. Worse, they get to Mexico and walk across the border. Nobody's doing any checking. Do you remember the British Petroleum oil spill, the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, and how we watched it on TV and they struggled to contain it? It turned out to just be this epic corporate fail because British Petroleum had basically neglected the maintenance on the blowout preventer, which was a manual blowout preventer, which they were allowed to use under U.S. rules, whereas pretty much every other oil-producing nation on Earth requires an automatic blowout preventer, an acoustic blowout preventer. Well, it turns out there was a second spill that started about the same time, 11 miles off the coast of Louisiana, at what was called the Taylor Energy Oil Platform. And apparently it goes all the way back to 2004, and it is still going on today. 1,400,000 U.S. gallons of oil spill, and nobody's talking about it. So, anyway, apparently the contamination was noticed in 2010, during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Nothing going on. Okay. Let's grab a couple of news items here. Apparently, McDonald's are now hiring seniors because they actually show up. Apparently, they have a problem with young people just getting caught up in their cell phones or their smart pads or who knows what all else. And they're not reliable. The seniors are, so they're getting the jobs. Apparently, this much ballyhooed measles outbreak is finally over. Only one person went to the hospital. It was a sales pitch. It was a sales pitch. And even Trump got into it. He campaigned on vaccine safety. And when push came to shove, oh, yes, go get your shot. The very, you know, important thing that you get your shot. Okay, the corporate media, they've dropped Venezuela, at least for the moment. Now they're talking about a $2 trillion infrastructure package. And, of course, immediately everybody's saying, how are we going to pay for it? And I'm sure Alexandria is going to pipe up and say, we just pay for it. We just pay for it. Okay. Apparently, YouTube is losing a lot of money because people are turning it off because of the censorship. And Elizabeth Warren, I already mentioned that one. Okay, Tesla lost $702 million last quarter, snapping its profit streak. That's a lot of money to lose. And apparently its revenues were also down 37% compared to the prior quarter. Wall Street, well, we'll get to that one. We have to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today. And apparently there is a lot of entrepreneurial activity looking into the world of fusion power, small scale fusion power. And we're not talking cold fusion here. We're talking about hot fusion, but on a small scale. And they call it the SpaceX model, where these new startup companies are taking technologies that were developed by these giant experimental research projects with huge price tags, and they're basically trying to engineer them into something that is commercially viable. This would be a really good idea because fusion power is a lot safer than fission power. You have much less in terms of radioactive waste to deal with. It's very hard to make it go bang. And it could revolutionize our energy landscape. Of course, the oil companies are going to hate it. And I imagine initially these are going to be very expensive units intended for remote locations and not the urban environment. By the way, Japan actually makes portable radioactive thermoisotope generators like the ones on Viking and Curiosity that are sold to places like research stations in Antarctica to give them electricity for a long time. So that's a good use of the technology. You remember the movie The Martian? There was one thing I couldn't figure out. I mean, he went on out and he dug up that RTG to keep the front of his little rover warm, but didn't think to plug the RTG's electric output into the rover's motors. So he wouldn't have had to like do that thing with the solar cells. I don't know, maybe one is AC and the other is DC. Apparently, ransomware has struck another airport. According to WKYC, the malware impacted computers linked to the Hopkins email, payroll, and digital record system. Pardon me, digital signage around the airport was also affected, most displaying only black screens as the ransomware took hold. Now, ransomware infections, especially those that target critical infrastructure, can be disastrous. They very often they can end lives if they hit a hospital. Things could have been much worse in Cleveland, but the ransomware's reach was somewhat limited. So, there's a good idea. Story coming out of Government Slaves about ex-CIA agent indictments coming for those who tried the coup against Trump. I'd like to see it. I don't think so. And I'm rather stunned that Trump, who was the target of a coup attempt, is just sitting there and amusing himself getting ready to bomb the heck out of Venezuela. Okay. Oh, there's the music. Okay. Time for me to get on out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you know, what you hear, what you learn with everyone that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic.